Welcome back to the Dakota Midday Book Club on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Illustrator S.D. Nelson's latest book for children, Greet the Dawn of the Lakota Way, has won a Silver Moonbeam Children's Book Award for Best Illustrator. The book follows some Lakota kids as they board a bus at daybreak and explore the natural world. Greet the Dawn is published by the South Dakota State Historical Society Press. Nelson lives in Arizona, but is a member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. And he'll be at the Journey Museum in Rapid City this afternoon from 5 to 8, and then at the Prairie Edge Gallery in Rapid City tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I spoke to him earlier this morning before a reading at the Red Cloud Indian School at Pine Ridge. From the book, I get the impression that the morning is your favorite time of the day. Is that true?
Well, most mornings, that's true. If I've had a good night's sleep. But yes, the message of the book is to start each day as a new beginning.
And where did that come from? Was this something that comes from traditional Lakota stories? Were this things that you heard as a child?
Yes, it sure does. And I was raised as an Army brat, and so my family lived in a number of different places. But my mother, who was Lakota, she was a quarter blood. She was bilingual, fluent in English and Lakota. Often impressed upon we kids the Lakota way of seeing things. And earth and sky are two fundamental parts of creation, and we live between earth and sky. In the morning in particular, there is a freshness and a beauty, a simplicity that my mother taught we kids about.
Is this book a story, or would you describe it more of an appreciation of the natural world?
I think you hit the nail on the head. It really is an appreciation of the natural world, and that starts from the moment we arise in the morning and continues through the day until sunset, and then with the coming of night and stars above. It's important for people to take a moment to appreciate, or as we say in Western culture, modern culture, it's good to stop and smell the roses.
There's some verse in Lakota in the book. Are these traditional Lakota songs?
Yes, they are.
Why did you want to include these Lakota songs in the book?
Well, the idea of appreciating the natural world, I think, is a universal idea, and I think it's becoming more and more evident that we need to live in harmony with our environment around the entire globe. But Lakota teaching is still alive today. Traditional Lakota worldview is something that I think can help enhance everybody's appreciation of the natural world and the ability to live in harmony.
So in writing this book, it wasn't necessarily that you had young Lakota children in mind, but as you were just saying, to share that worldview with your readers.
Absolutely. I specifically wrote this story and did the illustrations for Lakota kids. That was my target audience. But the Ogallala Holy Man Black Elk, who lived on Pine Ridge, believed that the Lakota way of seeing was something that should be shared with everybody on the planet. And during his lifetime, he was a mystic, a Lakota man, but he also embraced Christianity and ideas of Western culture, modern culture.
And you also wrote a book on Black Elk, or illustrated a book, didn't you?
I did. In fact, that's one of my favorite children's books, Black Elk's Vision. That's been out for almost 2 years now, and has been very well received. Well, for me, Black Elk is a true American hero.
In illustrating a book for young children like Greet the Dawn of Lakota Way, do you call upon your own memories of when you were that age?
I definitely do. And the reality is we all live in a highly technological world, and we're influenced by a lot of things. I specifically, in my work, am influenced by Lakota and Plains Indian ledger book art. I've also been very influenced by rock art of Native American culture. But, hey, I've grown up watching Walt Disney cartoons and the same films that all of us are exposed to. So the fact is, I think most of us are pretty eclectic today.
And your artwork in this book particularly is a mix of traditional designs and modern images. Have your illustrations always captured those two worlds that you were just talking about?
Well, I set out to give my personal interpretation of the Native worldview, and I am a member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in North Dakota. In fact, my art training at Minnesota State University was my tuition was paid for by my tribe, and I've always been grateful for that and wanted to give back to my tribe and to the world a sense of this Lakota worldview, but in a contemporary way.
As we're talking, you're on your way to the Red Cloud Indian School on Pine Ridge. Do you like sharing your work with your young readers in person?
Absolutely. The reality is kids do have, they're youths. They have a youthful energy. And for myself, when I look back over the years, I think one of my favorite times growing up was that age range where I was about a 10 or 11-year-old kid, I guess, and I didn't have the cares and concerns that adults have, but at the same time, I wasn't just an infant crawling around on my hands and knees. I remember at that time the world was new and exciting. Every day the blue of the sky had a new kind of a blueness, and the colors of autumn were new and magical.
Do you still try to capture that then in your illustrations? I know in Greet the Dawn, the colors that you're dealing with or that you paint with, they're very pastel, very lively, very blue.
Absolutely, and if you're ever looking for another job, you can be my agent. You ask great questions and communicate exactly what I'm trying to communicate in my work.
Well, what are some of the questions that you get from kids about your books when you're reading to them and showing them your work?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they ask me later today. Most common questions is how much money do you make? I mean, these kids are they're living in the real world.
After that, or do they ask you about the stories or the characters or the pictures that are in your book? Or for example, in this book, the characters are people you've drawn or taking a trip in a bus.
Yeah, they absolutely do. They'll ask me questions about animals in my books, and I do have a particular fascination about what we call our relatives, the four-legged creatures, the winged beings of the sky, and I do have some interesting stories about coyotes, and fox, badgers, and bears. They'll ask me questions about where I grew up and some of my personal experiences. I live in Arizona today, but I've made three different trips up to South Dakota this year. I received an award to from my high school. I graduated from Fargo North High School and spent about a week in North Dakota this past fall, and then drove down to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where I participated in the Festival of the Books. And, well, that was a lot of fun. That was very enjoyable. I'm a Dakota boy, I guess is what I'm trying to say, even though I do live in Arizona today. And I have fond memories of being out here on the prairie where I am lucky to be today.
You mentioned just a little bit ago about you like to have animals in your books, and I suppose this would be a good time to mention, given the time of the year that we're in, that a couple of years ago you came out with a book, Coyote Christmas.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's a fun story. It's a contemporary story. When I was a kid growing up, my mother used to tell we kids coyote stories and Ikdomi trickster stories. And so the oral tradition of telling stories was passed along to we kids. And the best way to hear a story is orally. Don't tell my readers that, but that's the best way to hear a story. But, you know, nonetheless, reading stories is pretty exciting. And one, the reader gets to be carried away to a different place through that reading. And in Coyote Christmas, it's a fun story where Coyote, you know, he's a troublemaker, that guy, and a prankster. He plays a visit on a family in a little ranch house out on the prairie one Christmas Eve. And I guess readers will just have to read the story to find out what happens.